are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns. Get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. Joining us now, someone who will be a more of a regular fixture with us, a very, very famous Cleveland Browns alum, Eric Metcalf, and who has just joined Twitter, by the way, at EricMetcalf21. Eric, what's going on, bro?
Nothing. How you doing?
Great.
Great to have you with us.
Always a pleasure.
We're going to be in Indianapolis next week doing that combine thing.
Yeah, that should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been there in a few years, and so it'll be a good chance for me to go out there and see all the young talent out there and be evaluated.
Eric, you've been in this league as a player. You know how it works, and security is not a word that is really mentioned in the same sentence as the National Football League for any of us who are in it. But as you look at what's transpired here last Tuesday and all the front office shakeup, give me a take on what happened and where you see it kind of going from here for the Browns.
Well, I think for me, it just – I don't think it really worked out how Mr. Haslam thought it would work out with Joe and Mike and we had good players, and so I think through the course of the year that it just wasn't going the direction that he thought fit for us to become a winner like he used to being when he was a part owner with the Steelers. So, but I think now he's seeing that and trying to give us the opportunity, or should I say the Browns, the opportunity to be the best they can be, whether it be from the top to the bottom, because that's what's where it all starts, the top to the bottom, and having the right guys who people can work with, and getting those guys, getting the players that want to work for those guys and be in a place like Cleveland. Because right now, people don't think that Cleveland is a place that they would be willing to play.
What's your impression of Ray Farmer? Before we get into combine stuff, with everything that's gone on, it's been a crazy week. As a former Browns player, what's your thoughts on everything that's gone on? And then talk a little bit about Ray Farmer, the new general manager.
Well, I like Ray Farmer. I think, like you said, with everything that's gone on, I think we're headed in the right direction. He'll make good decisions that'll benefit the organization, not for just this year, but for years to come. And that's what's important. I mean, we can't build a team that is going to win games right now and possibly go to the playoffs in 14. We got to build a team that's going to be there and at the top of the division from here on out, and I think that's what Ray Farmer will do. He's got a good track record, and he'll come in here and with the opportunities and the draft picks that we have, I think we'll turn it around.
Eric Metcalf joining us, former Browns return great here. He was basically a Swiss Army knife as a Cleveland Brown, and as you look at talent, and Nathan just asked you about Ray Farmer, do you think there's something to be said for him being a former player, having played linebacker in this league, then going through the ranks as a personnel man, that helps your ability, enhances your ability to identify who can play this game, play it well, and who can't?
For me, I've always been a fan of a former player who's in this position because, like you just said, they have that ability. They know what it took for them to get where they were as far as being in the NFL or any sport at the highest level for that matter. And then going from there and being a personnel guy where you have to evaluate such talent and things like that, you've seen it all from both sides. And so when you take that and become a general manager, I think you just have both sides of it. And so you know what to expect as a player. You know what you want to see from a player because you've actually done it. And then on the personnel side, you get to step away from that and see it from that in that respect that I know how these guys will fit our team, what we need for from each individual, and so that player, that being a former player for me, is always a plus, and I wish that more people had that opportunity.
Eric, talk a little bit about how Ray Farmer, being a player, as you said, being somebody close to that, and just kind of the perception that was out there about Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi, does that make it an easier, as a player, would you have been more apt to deal with a guy like Ray Farmer in free agency? Is that a better selling point to you than it would have been knowing you were going in with Joe Banner or Mike Lombardi?
Oh, for sure, and that's that's no indictment on those guys because they were both been successful in the NFL. But I think for me as a former player or being a younger player put in that situation, I don't have the opportunity to say, well, what does this guy know? He's never played the game. He hasn't been around. He hasn't gone through what I've gone through to try to get to this level. And so I think players, they might not say it, but that's in the back of their minds. And so with a Ray Farmer as a general manager, a player can't have that attitude because he knows that he has gone through the same thing that he's gone through as far as preparing for the draft, as far as all the mini camps, the training camps and everything. So he knows what it takes to be successful as a player to get in the league and do good things.
And given that he knows what you had to get through, one of the things players have to get through now to get to the league is the combine. You'll be there with Vic doing our coverage from Indianapolis. So the Browns want to go after a wide receiver. I think that's a position they want to upgrade. As fans of the Cleveland Browns watch the combine with all the great coverage that will be available to them, listen to Cleveland Browns Daily. When they're looking at wide receivers, given that you're a pretty darn good one yourself, what are the things that you look for that separate wide receivers that you would like to see the Browns draft in the combine drills?
Well, for me, I mean, the way the offenses are played now, a lot of them are running options and not really running routes like West Coast offense did per se back in the day. So for me, I look for a running back, I mean a receiver, who can basically be a running back once he catches the ball. The guys who have that big playability that can turn a 6-yard catch into 70, because it's so spread out that a lot of times, and with the good pass rushes that you're seeing these days, a lot of times quarterbacks aren't going to have time to just sit back and throw it down the field all day. And so those guys who can carry the ball like running backs and be explosive once they get the ball, that's what I really look for.
Eric Metcalf joining us, former Browns great here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Eric, as we assess this draft, obviously the wide receiver position is a big one for the Browns. And Nathan's asking you about qualities to look for. A name that is constantly, it's synonymous with the top player at that position, Sammy Watkins. We're going to hear it constantly, I know, in the coming days at Indianapolis and beyond. But do you have any initial thoughts? And I'm not going to put you on the spot with that specific guy only or any guy, but is there someone that you're already tracking, or do you have any thoughts on Watkins to share right now?
Oh, I love Sammy Watkins. I mean, he's one of those guys who can make plays at any time. And not only is he able to run with the ball after the catch, but he's proven that he has good hands and has been able to go up and get the ball against defenders. And then that's always the key. When you have guys who especially aren't that big, just how they catch the ball in traffic and things like that. So he's able to do run with the ball as well as have a great catch. But aside from him, I really like, even though he was hurt this year, I really like Marquise Lee. I mean, I know a lot of people haven't really talked about him
very smooth
this year, but and prior to this year and all his injuries, he probably would have been the first receiver drafted in his freshman and sophomore year if he could have come out. And no one's really talked about that, but he's another guy I look at because, once again, he's someone who can run routes, catch the ball, and then make plays.
He certainly can. Now, you also were a running back. I always think of you sometimes as a receiver from the days in Atlanta, but I know you're a running back with the Browns and things like that. When you look at this zone blocking scheme implemented by Kyle Shanahan, what is the specific skill set that you're looking for in a running back to fit that system?
I mean, just being able to read the holes and read the block. I mean, because when it's man to man, you have to be able to have vision and be able to make cuts. But with the zone, you know where you're pretty much running and where you're trying to go. So I think it's just someone who is able to be patient and then hit the holes and go. I mean, we've seen how the Shanahan have run their zone from Denver on, and they've been very successful no matter who they put in there. So I think when you have a guy who has that vision and cutback ability, that's a guy who can fit there and make plays.
Great stuff, Eric. We appreciate it. And again, looking forward to working with you next week when we get to Indianapolis. I know you're going to do some stuff for ClevelandBrowns.com. We'll do some video packages together. And then, of course, We'll be on the air with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on Thursday and Friday. A busy week.
And follow this man on Twitter, Eric Metcalf 21. By the way, how do you like Twitter so far?
Well, I haven't really gotten into it yet, but I hope to do it real soon and be on it a lot. And so so we'll see. It's new to me, and so I'm old school, so I have to get into it.
Yeah, and in fairness, the Browns were working with Eric to get that kind of created to establish kind of what he's doing from a media branding standpoint, the stuff he's going to do with us. So it is going to be fun, and we're going to have a lot of people helping us out there when we get to Indianapolis. So we got a whole crew.
We got to get you tweeting, though. You got the account. You got followers. They want to hear from you.
No, he's going to be sending thoughts on once
I know,
he starts
I'm excited.
Checking out the talent in Indianapolis, the players on the field. Yes.
I think right now my kids are more excited about it than me.
Of course. Yeah, and go to them for counseling on this and guidance. All right, my friend. Thank you, Eric. See you next
week,
brother.
All right, thank you, guys.
He is Eric Metcalf, former Browns great, joining us here, as he regularly does on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You'll be
hearing
more
Metcalf,
from him.
Man.
Oh, he's awesome.
I like the insights he has. I think this, yeah. I'm looking forward to getting more.
It's no nonsense. It's, you know, he cuts
right
to the
heart. But I think what he said, and we'll talk about this when we come back, about Ray Farmer, is absolutely key and critical. One of the things we talked about.
Let's dive into that and dive into more calls,
get your
by the
thoughts
way.
On it. That's right.
216-578-0850. Tweet us, Browns_Daily.
Booyah.